Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains. The Dow was up 43 points, or 0.2%, although banks remained under pressure from falling Treasury yields, with Goldman Sachs down 0.4% and JP Morgan Chase down 1.1%. The broader S&P 500 added 0.2%, while the technology-centric NASDAQ was up 0.3%. China's vice foreign minister said on Thursday that provoking trade disputes amounted to naked economic terrorism. Separately, Morgan Stanley chief economist James Gorman said in an interview on Bloomberg TV that a collapse in the stock market was unlikely, adding that trade talks between Beijing and Washington were likely to resume as there was simply too much to lose on the table. In US corporate earnings, Uber Technologies rose 2.6% in after-hours trading after the company presented its first quarterly report as a public company and indicated a price war with Lyft Inc. was settling down. In US economic data, the second print on first quarter GDP indicated that the economy had expanded by 3.1% on an annualised basis over the 3 months, topping economists' forecasts of 3%. A preliminary estimate for core personal consumption expenditure inflation, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, was revised lower from 1.7% to 1.6%. And pending home sales declined 1.5% in April after a 3.9% increase in March. Europe's main markets also advanced, Germany's DAX gaining 0.5%, as did France's CAC. London's FTSE rose 0.5% also, despite sharp falls on crude markets. In Brexit-related news, Chancellor Philip Hammond said in a radio interview that if we get to the point where we have to admit that Parliament can't resolve this issue, then clearly it will have to be remitted back to the people. Elsewhere, the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders reported that in April, the UK's output of cars shrank by 44.5% versus a year ago, as companies carried through on previously scheduled factory shutdowns in anticipation of the original Brexit date. Base metals were mixed, copper falling 0.5% to just shy of $2.66 a pound and its lowest settlement since the 4th of January. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 0.7%, nickel rose 0.5%, as did zinc. Falls across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract down 2.2% at $103.87 a metric tonne. Traders are now looking towards the official manufacturing and non-manufacturing purchasing managers indices for May that are released in China today. Gold futures added $6.10, or 0.5%, to $1,292.40 an ounce. Sharp falls on crude markets after the latest official inventory data showed a smaller than expected decline on US crude inventories. WTI tumbled $2.22 to $56.59 a barrel, Brent sinking $2.58 or 3.7% to $66.87 a barrel, its lowest settlement since the 12th of March ahead of the contract's expiry at the close of tonight's session. US Treasury yields retreated for a third straight session. US 10-year Treasury yields down 1.1 basis point at 2.23% and the lowest level since September 2017. Fed Board of Governors Vice Chair Richard Clarida addressed the Economic Club in New York and said that the US economy is in a very good place, with the unemployment rate at a near 50-year low, inflationary pressures muted, expected inflation stable and GDP growth solid and projected to remain so. Aussie dollar remained rage-bound, buying 69.11 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.